الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري يسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us o the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه واله Marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our viewers and listeners of Madani channel. We are going to be discussing the generosity of the noble companions alayhi muridwan, the companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay tuned with us, listen to this fragrant and beautiful narration with regards to the virtues and blessings of sending durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a beautiful hadith, a person who recites one durood upon me, Allah azza wa jalla forgives 10 of his sins. 10 blessings descend upon him and his status is raised by 10 times. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us engage in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu alayhi wa alihi, sallu alayhi wa alihi, sallu alayhi wa alihi. Sallu alayhi wa alihi, sallu alayhi wa alihi. Wo kamal-e-husn-e-huzur hai ke gumaan-e-nafs jahan نہیں وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نفس جہاں نہیں یہی پھول خار سے دور ہے یہی شمع ہے کہ دھواں نہیں صلو علیہ و آلہ صلو علیہ و آلہ صلو علیہ و آلہ کرو تیرے نام پہ جان فدا نہ بس ایک جا دو جہاں فدا کرو تیرے نام پہ جان فدا نہ بس ایک جا دو جہاں فدا دو جہاں سے بھی نہیں جی بھرا کرو کیا کروڑوں جہاں نہیں صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله صلوا عليه وآله سر عرش پر ہے تیری گزر دل فرش پر ہے تیری نظر ملکوت و ملک میں کوئی شے نہیں وہ جو تجھ پہ آیا نہیں صلوا علیہ وآلہ صلوا علیہ وآلہ صلوا علیہ وآلہ تیرے آگے یوں ہے دبے نچے فصحا عرب کے بڑے بڑے کوئی جان منہ میں زبان نہیں نہیں بلکہ جسم میں جان نہیں صلوا علیہ وآلہ صلوا علیہ وآلہ صلوا علیہ وآلہ کرو مدح اہل رضا پڑھ اس بلا میں میری بلا میں گدا ہوں اپنے کریم کا میرا دین پارا ہے نا نہیں صلوا علیہ وآلہ صلوا علیہ وآلہ صلوا علیہ وآلہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. We hope that you also start and begin with the recitation of درود and صلات علی النبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have some amazing parables to discuss which have been mentioned in the tafsir and commentary of a verse of the Holy Quran Pak which speaks about the generosity of the companions of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To learn more about their generosity, dear viewers, stay tuned with us inshallah, for now we will be listening to a beautiful kalam. We all desire to go to the beautiful cities of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. We supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, dikha de ya ilahi, woh Madina kaisi basti hai, jahan par raat din Mola teri rahmat barasti hai. Ameen, summa ameen. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, keep reciting durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Your turn would surely come as well. For now, inshallah, let's listen to this amazing kalam, and after we return, we will continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madine jaane walo, jao jao, fi amanillah. Madine jaane walo, jao jao, fi amanillah. کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں. نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں, پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو. نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں, پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو. بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں. سرور مدینے میں. سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی, کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی. سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی, کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی. جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی, جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی. سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی, کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی. آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں آقا, آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں. ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی, ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی, بندہ پروری ہوگی. سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی, کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی. جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی. بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا, اتنی کیوں معطر ہے. بات کیا ہے بادِ صبا, اتنی کیوں معطر ہے. سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی, سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی, کر چلی ہو. سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی, کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی. جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی. سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے, سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے. نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی, نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی, ایک بھی سنی ہو. سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی, کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی. جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی. دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا, سو گیا کیا دیوانہ. دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا, سو گیا کیا دیوانہ. ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی, ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی. سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی، کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی، بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو، بلا لو اے میرے آقا، میں آؤں آپ کے در پر، کرم ہو اے میرے آقا، میرے
آقا۔ سبحان اللہ۔ Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's no city in the world for whom so many poems and so many kalams have ever been composed. If there is any city in the world, it is the beautiful city, the city of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is Madinatul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jalla take us all to the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. May our turn also come whereas we are able to open our fast under the beautiful shade of Gumbad-e Khazra, sitting in the masjid of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, as I mentioned earlier, in today's program we are discussing the generosity of the companions alayhi muridwan, how they would prefer to give whatever they had, even if they were in dire need themselves, but for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla, with the highest level of sincerity, they would donate and give that for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. They would never keep anything for themselves, even if they themselves were in dire need. There is a verse of the Holy Quran which have been revealed describing the generosity of the companions alayhim ridwan. Now this is the place for us to admire, for us to contemplate, for us to reflect, focus a little, and thereafter for us to also make some good intentions, that after listening to their generosity, we will provoke ourselves and attain enthusiasm from the companions alayhim ridwan to also generously donate in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla in whichever way you can, dear viewers. So subhanAllah, it has been mentioned by Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that once a companion sent the head of a slaughtered goat as a gift to another companion's home, as a gift. The latter companion sent it to someone else's home, considering that he would be a needier person, a more poorer person than him. The third companion sent it to the fourth with the similar intention, and this process continued up to the sixth companion, who sent it to the very first companion, considering him more deserving, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. What happens next is that in this way, the goat's head came back to the same home from where it was initially gifted, dear viewers. From where this process initiated of donating for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. On this occasion, it has been stated by the scholars of Islam that Allah Azza wa Jalla then revealed this verse of the Holy Quran. In Surah Hashr, verse number 9, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And they prefer those above themselves, even if they themselves are in dire need. And whoever is saved from the greed of his own self, so it is only they who are the successful. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this verse has been revealed to highlight the generosity, this aspect of the companions of Alayhim Ridwan, and they prefer those above themselves. Allahu Akbar. Even if they themselves are in dire need. This level of selflessness can be found in the companions, Alihim Ridwan's lives, dear viewers of Madani Channel. How amazing and how marvelous event this is of the companions, Alihim Ridwan. The dear viewers, the first companion is gifted a goat's head. Though he is in need himself, but he sends it to the second. When the second receives it as a gift, he gives it to the third. The third gives it to the fourth. And the fourth companion sends that to the fifth and sixth. Allahu Akbar. Look at this process, dear viewers, that each companion who received the head of this goat assumed that there is another person who is much more deserving than I am. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, dear viewers. Look at their selflessness, that they would consider the need of others before themselves, and this is the trait and the quality of a believer. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith, that you can never attain perfection in faith until you do not love for others what you love for yourself. What you love for yourself is what you would love for others, dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is the trait of a true believer. Allahu Akbar. Like that, dear viewers, you would find many more other accounts and many, many other parables of the companions of Alayhim Ridwan, how they would sacrifice the son of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu. He was sick. And during that sickness, dear viewers of Madani Channel, he felt for eating a fish. The Khadim then searched in Madinatul Munawwara for a fish. And then this fish was presented to him after being fried, after being cooked. It was presented before him. In a nutshell, dear viewers, it has been stated that before he could eat that fish, someone had knocked on the door. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu anhu then moved the fish away from himself and said, present this to the beggar. The Khadim then assumed to himself that he himself was in need of this fish. It was a request to present this. After searching in the entire Medina, and finally when we did find a fish to cook for him, he has given that which he was waiting to eat for some time to this beggar. The Khadim then handed over the fish to the beggar, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And then after some time, when the beggar left, this Khadim followed the beggar and given him some dinars in exchange for the fish, and said to him that, why don't you take this money and perhaps buy yourself something and give me this fish. The deal was done, dear viewers. The Khadim and the servant then brought the fish. He purchased the fish again from this beggar and he presented it in the court of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. After which, when he seen, he realized and asked that, has this fish come back from the very same person? He said, yes. He radiallahu anhu then said to his Khadim that, take this fish back and let him keep the money and the fish together. Allah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is the companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that would go to this extent. For they learned and attained this training. They gained their training from the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who from time to time gave this tarbiyat to the companions alayhim ridwan, of not keeping things for yourself, of not being a selfish person, but rather becoming selfless. And having selflessness, whereas you prefer the opinions or the thoughts or the feelings of others, you give it preference. Allahu Akbar. This is the trait of the companions of Alihim Ridwan. Many types of inspiring events, dear viewers of Madani Channel, have taken place in the time of the companions of Alihim Ridwan. Another beautiful and amazing parable, which is also a reason, as the scholars have mentioned, we will give a few reasons for the Shan-e-Nuzul, which is the reason of its revelation, in which Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. In Surah Hashr, this ninth verse, which was revealed for the companions, it has been mentioned that also in the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Allahu Akbar, His Eminence Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu had given his Khadim a pouch that contained 400 dinars. And he ordered one of his servants to present it to Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu anhu, and asked him to stay at his home and see what he does with the pouch. Therefore, the servant went to the house of Sayyidina Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiyallahu anhu and told him that Amir al-Mu'mineen, the leader of the Muslims, sent this pouch for you as a gift. And he has directed that I may be with you. Allahu Akbar. And he has mentioned that you can spend this money as you desire and as you wish. This holy companion, this noble companion, Ibn Jarrah radiallahu anhu, after hearing this message given by Amir al-Mu'mineen, Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, he supplicated, may Allah Azza wa Jalla bless Amir al-Mu'mineen. Then he radiallahu anhu ordered his servant to donate 7 dinars to a so-and-so person. When the Khadim returned back, he then said, now go and give 5 more to another needy person. In this way, the Khadim and the servant of Umar radiallahu anhu is reporting to Amir al-Mu'mineen and saying that I stood there seeing that one by one person in his neighborhood and society, he began to distribute that pouch of money amongst them. Every time his Khadim had returned, he sent him to another home. As he returned to another home, and this continued until every dinar was spent in the path of Allah for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar. The Khadim says, as I returned back and I narrated this event to Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, who then heard what I said and said, okay, now take this pouch full of hundreds of dinars and present this in the court of Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar. He is also a gigantic and a great companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So when this pouch reached the court of Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, after receiving this gift and message by Amir al-Mu'mineen, which was sent of course through the Khadim, Sayyidina Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu supplicated, may Allah shower his mercy upon Amir al-Mu'mineen and reward him. Then he radiallahu anhu instantly ordered his servant to donate such and such amount to so and so companion of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the extent that as he began to donate that amount of money in the path of Allah, at the end there were 2 dinars left. And the Khadim says, when there were 2 dinars left, the wife of Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu exclaimed, by Allah Azza wa Jal, we ourselves are also very needy and poor. And dear viewers, as my wife would say this, hearing this, he radiallahu anhu threw the remaining 2 dinars to his wife. Allahu Akbar. After witnessing this spectacle, after witnessing this event, the servant came back to Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu and mentioned the whole event to him. Allahu Akbar. That, ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is exactly what happened, that he had donated every dinar for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And when there were last 2 dinars left, this is what his wife said, upon which he threw the money towards her and said, here you go. Allahu Akbar. If she had not said anything, that too would have been given in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu heard the generosity of the companions of alayhim ridwan, and when he heard about the steadfastness of the companions of alayhim ridwan, he was extremely delighted. And he radiallahu anhu said, there is no doubt, isme koi shak nahi, that the companions of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are brothers to each other. He said, there is no doubt in this, that the companions of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are soft-hearted and extremely sympathetic to each another. All of this is because of the training of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at how he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought about unity. Those companions who left everything behind at one stage in life, their business, their family, their hometown, and they migrated to Madinatul Munawwara only for the propagation of Islam. Subhanallah. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the city of Madinatul Munawwara brought about such unity jiske liye aaj tak koi jawab nahi hai. Those companions of Madinatul Munawwara made them their brothers and given them shares in whatever they owned. Unke dilon ko munane wale sarkari do alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hai. Dilon ko jodne wale sarkari do alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hai. That is why the poet says so beautifully,
bhai bhai muhajiro ansar, bhai bhai muhajiro ansar, dil milana mere huzoor ka hai, dil milana mere huzoor ka hai, dil milana mere huzoor ka hai.
Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, likewise there are so many other narrations of the companions of Alayhi Muridwan's generosity. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us generous as well. The viewers of Madani Channel, remember, generosity is not restricted until wealth. It is not restricted until physical wealth, right? It does not mean that you only would become generous when you give. You can also become generous with your smile, dear viewers. You can become generous with your certain good habits which cause happiness to enter into the hearts of others. All of this is also various forms of charity, of giving for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. So inshallah, form this habit that as of today, for His pleasure, whatever I can do, I would do. Never ever allow your niyyah and for your intentions to be compromised. In Sahih al-Bukhari, the very first narration, which is إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, actions are dependent upon the niyyah and the intention of a person. Allahu Akbar. It is your intention upon which on the day of judgment you will be questioned. It is the niyyah and the intention and the better intentions you make for the sake and pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Every good intention will earn you reward. Yes, it will earn you thawab and reward. So why should I not make some good intentions every single morning, every single day, for the sake and pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla? So make this intention that whenever I earn a salary, I will dedicate a certain portion of my salary for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I will donate it to the Madrasatul Madina, Department of Da'wat Islami, to the Jami'atul Madina of Da'wat Islami. I will donate this for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I will help a poor family that I know. I will help to buy medications, to pay the lights and water, to provide some food for them. I would give them the money in cash and would allow them to do whatever they desire to do with it. You know, this is also a better way to donate for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. There are various ways, dear viewers, but learn from their generosity, that they never have much wealth in terms of physical wealth. They lived a very simple life, dear viewers. But despite living a simple life, look at the oceans of their generosity. Jab dene pe aate hain to phir kis tarah se sahaba ikram dete hain. Allahu Akbar. Another narration has been mentioned. Once a hungry person reached in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The intercessor of the ummah, the owner of Jannah, the peace of our hearts and minds sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inquired from his home, meaning from the homes of his blessed wives, whether there was anything available to eat. It was said to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam that nothing to eat was available in the houses of the blessed wives, alayhi muridwan. Then the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam made an announcement amongst his companions, alayhi muridwan, whoever makes this guest of mine, meaning whoever makes this guest his guest, may Allah Azza wa Jalla shower mercy onto him. The Sunni Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made dua in general that whoever will feed this guest, may Allah's mercy descend upon that person. Immediately, Hadrat Sayyidina Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhu stood up and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would take this guest with me. Allah Akbar. After reaching home, he radiallahu anhu inquired from his wife whether there was anything in the home to eat and to drink. She replied, there is only a little bit of food for the children. Sayyidina Abu Talha radiallahu anhu said, try to make the children sleep. And when the guest sits to eat, then get up and adjust the candlelight and extinguish it so that the guest is able to eat as well. Allah Akbar. Now, why did Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhu say this to his wife? The scholars have mentioned the wisdom in this, the strategy in organizing and doing this was so that the guests may not come to know that the hosts are not eating with him. To make the host feel comfortable, to make the host feel good, guests would not know that the food is not sufficient. In this way here, by you adjusting the candlelight, by extinguishing it, the guest would assume that you have now eaten and now you have gone to sleep. So for the second time when you light the lamp, then keep it on until the guest is also done. Allah Akbar. And if he comes to know that you have not yet eaten anything, if the family members have not yet eaten anything, then he himself will remain hungry. And I don't want this to happen. Allah Akbar. See, Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhu fed the guest and the host himself, meaning him and his wife and children, remain hungry during this. This companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to go to bed hungry with his blessed wife. And the next morning when he presented himself in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seen him. And after seeing him said, last night, a strange event took place. Allahu Akbar. A strange event took place in the house of so-and-so, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is very, very pleased with them. Then the companions mentioned this verse of the Holy Quran Pak was revealed. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. Allahu Akbar. And they prefer those above themselves, even if they themselves are in dire need. Then this verse was revealed, dear viewers. So if you understand this from this aspect, that Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhu goes to his home. In fact, the ulama and the scholars have even written in the tafsir of this particular event, dear viewers of Madani channel, that it did not mean that he allowed his children to sleep empty stomach when his blessed wife had brought this to his notice, that besides for the children, there's nothing else left. To say that at that time they had already eaten. And because children from time to time ask for food, or even if they are not hungry, they would still ask. So the surety was that they would sleep in peace. They would sleep and rest. Otherwise, a companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would know the rights of the family, of course, as they learnt Islam directly from the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, we can never be compared to their status, dear viewers of Madani channel. They are beyond our imagination. Their maqam and the status which Allah had bestowed upon them, Allahu Akbar. What can be said when Allah Azza wa Jalla himself have spoken about their success when he says, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an wa a'adda lahum jannatin tajri tahtaha al-anharu khalidin fiha abada dhalika al-fawzul 'azim. Allahu Akbar. And this ayah and verse of the Holy Quran Pak is a glad tidings for them, dear viewers of Madani channel. What is the khush khabri in this verse? Allah Azza wa Jalla has announced that He is pleased with them. Allahu Akbar. This basharat of being pleased with them, He is being happy with them, and them being pleased with Allah Azza wa Jalla, and for them, for they are successful, for them, Allah has prepared gardens beneath which rivers flow, and they will abide in them forever. They have been praised in the Holy Quran Pak from places. And therefore, they are our role models. Follow the companions, alayhim wa ridwan. The beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith has stated, Ashabi kal nujum, fabi'ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. Allahu Akbar. My companions are like the stars in the sky. If you follow any one of them, you will be on the righteous path. They are guiding stars, dear viewers. They will guide you to Jannah. They are the generous companions of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah forgive us for their sake. We would have a beautiful Madani pearl that we would be listening to, inshallah, Zawajal, and we would return just after this Madani pearl. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl,
Kaniz Fatima,
girl. Everyone loves her. She is truthful, she stops the wrong and enjoys the right. Everyone loves her. She is truthful, she stops the wrong and enjoys the right. Kaniz Fatima, good girl,
Kaniz
Fatima,
girl.
Everyone loves her. She is truthful.
Oh, where's the answer gone? Hold on, let me just shut the window. Bye bye, may Allah protect you. Yay! Wow! Oh! Wow, that's wonderful! Once more, let me fly it. Oh, wow, how nice it is! It's so much fun!
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, why did he stop recitation of the Quran as soon as he entered the house?
Unity remains in the house by reciting Suratul Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, after entering the home, and it brings blessings in the sustenance. Anyhow, I came for a reason. I'm gonna put sacred papers in the box. If you have any kind of sacred papers in your room or anywhere, could you kindly get them for me, please?
All right, Brother Ghulam Rasool, I'll just have a look.
Jazakillahu khaira.
Yay! Let me make another one.
Huh? Oh no! Raika, what have you done? You ripped so many pages of your notebook. I wasted all of them. Look at this mess. May Allah Almighty forgive us. Raika, this is not nice. It's really bad.
Hold on a sec, sis. Let me explain. This was my rough notebook, which was full. That's why I asked Mum to buy me the new ones. This notebook was of no use at all.
Raika, remember one thing. Whatever we write in our notebook, we need to make sure that we respect it and honor it. Because remember, all those things that become a means of teaching us knowledge, we should give them all a lot of respect. We should make sure that we don't throw them on the ground and waste them and disrespect them in this way.
But sis, there's no hadith or any verse of Quran written on it. It was just a rough notebook.
Raika, whatever we write in our notebooks, regardless of whatever language it is in, we should make sure that we fully respect it. And in particular, we need to make sure that we don't disrespect sacred papers at all in any state.
That's fine, sis, but first of all, tell me one thing. That what is meant by sacred papers?
Raika, all such papers that have the verse of the Quran written on them, or any part of it, or any name of Allah, or a name of any of the prophets, or of the awliya, or any such thing, or any such name. Respecting which is obligatory, meaning first upon us. Every such paper is known as sacred paper.
Astaghfirullah. This is truly really bad. Please forgive me, sis. I'll not do this again in future.
Jazakallahu khaira. May Allah Almighty grant you steadfastness. Ameen.
Thumma ameen. But sis, what is steadfastness?
Okay, Raika, let me explain you what steadfastness means. Steadfastness means to remain firm on any action, work, or intention that you make. Like right now you just said, that you will never do this again, ever in future. So I made a dua for you to Allah Almighty that, may Allah Almighty enable you to remain steadfast on the pious intention that you just made.
Ameen. Sis, what about my notebooks?
Yes, Raika, don't worry. I told Mum about that. She's just making a list of things to buy right now. She will add that in as well.
Jazakillahu khaira.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, here you go.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, Where are you taking this?
Raika, I'm going to put this sack of secret papers in the sacred paper box that we have on our street.
Sis, why not sell these papers to the guy who buys second-hand papers?
No, Raika, I've seen on these papers that there are many respectful and noble words and sacred names written on them. It is not right and appropriate to sell them as you have just suggested.
Did you see? There's Bismillah written on it. We should make sure that we respect these sacred writings. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, the one who picks up such a piece of paper from the ground, which has Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim written on it, out of the respect of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty will include him among Siddiqeen.
Siddiqeen? What is meant by Siddiqeen?
Raika, Siddiqeen are those people who tread upon the path of the Prophet alayhim as-salam with sincerity.
Instead of doing this to the sacred papers, we should try and gather them and put them in the sacred paper box. And for this purpose, Darwat-e-Islami's boxes of sacred papers are the best option for us. Because they have a proper system in place, from the point of collecting the sacred papers to disposing them respectfully according to Sharia.
Dear children, if you ever come across any such paper on the way, or you see any such thing on your way which contains any sacred words, or any verse of the Holy Quran, or any hadith written on it, then make sure to pick it up. After that, clean it properly and ask an elder person to put them in the available boxes of sacred papers in your locality with utmost respect and reverence. Jazakillahu khaira. Oops.
I'm sorry.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl.
Kaniz Fatima.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa sallam alayka ya sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Dear viewers, welcome back, alhamdulillah. And this was Kaniz Fatima that we were listening to, alhamdulillah. As we mentioned before as well, that form the habit that if your children are used to watching cartoons, then put a stop to watching those cartoons which teaches them, you know, disrespect, which of course motivates them to use words which children should not be using. And these ideas are found in the cartoons of today. If they watch any cartoon, it should be the Madani cartoon, to say that, in which they learn Madani pearls. Dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah. Coming back to our discussion, we were discussing the generosity of the companions. Do you know the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has even praised his companions by saying that if any of my companion donates a mud of grain, it is a certain measure, dear viewers of Madani channel, which of course the Sharia has explained in detail as to what is one mud. But for our understanding, consider it to be a container of grain that's donated in the path of Allah. If any companion donates a single container for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla of grains in his path, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, he says that even if we had to donate mountain of gold equivalent to the mountain of Uhud, it cannot be compared to the container of grains given by a companion of Rasulullah in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the level of acceptance in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that whatever they do, it is accepted, dear viewers of Madani channel. So dear viewers of Madani channel, likewise, there are so many other parables. Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, some merchants came to him to purchase some sort of grain from him. And when he asked about the Prophet, said, how much of profit would you give me in return for these grains? They mentioned, Ya Sayyidi, for every 10 dirhams you spent, we would give you 2 dirhams of profit. He says, no, I want more than this. And then those merchants mention, okay, Ya Sayyidi, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, for every 10 dirhams you spend to buy this, we will give you 4 dirhams as a profit. Allahu Akbar. Upon which Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to them that I want more than this. And then those merchants also mentioned that, Ya Sayyidi, oh, the leader of the Muslims, we are the only people that will purchase and buy this from you, and no one would give the price more than we are giving right now. And then Uthman Ghani radiyallahu anhu, whose title Allahu Akbar has been given by the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Subhanallah, he is Generosity is so amazing, dear viewers, that then he says, then well, if you cannot pay me and give me more profit than this, then be witness, for I donate all of this for the pleasure and for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who shall give me unlimited profit. Allah. And those grains were then distributed amongst the poor of Madinatul Munawwarah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah. And whoever is saved from the greed of his own self, whoever is saved from the greed of his carnal desires, it is they who are the successful. It is they, wahi to kamyab hai jo apne nafs se bache hain, jo duniya ke lalaj se bache hain, jo aakhirat ki taiyariyon mein lage hue hain, wahi to successful hai, wahi to kamyab hazrat hain. Those are the successful ones who know their mission, who have a vision, who understand very well that this world is temporary, and they are working towards an eternal abode, an everlasting abode. They are the intelligent ones. They are the successful ones, dear viewers. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla make it easy for us to understand our mission and our goals. And maybe chase this, dear viewers, this that which would last forever. And that is the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. If you were successful in doing this via your charities, people who spend to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. For example, Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, who told those merchants that if you can't give me more than this profit, I will donate it in the path of Allah, who will give me much more profit than you can. Look at his way of thinking. Look at the way they would think and motivate others. That is to say, motivate us. Today, if Allah Azza wa Jalla has given you wealth, we make big promises when we are sick, that I would do this when I recover, I would do that when I recover. But when time comes, dear viewers, even if we'd done anything, we would go and run our mouth at different places, and we would nullify all the virtuous deeds we've done by attaining sawab and reward. And the Holy Quran Pak has mentioned that do not nullify your deeds, your actions, by boasting about it. That is to say, do not nullify your charity by speaking about it, or by reminding others that what you have done for them. If there's anything you have done, only for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. As they say, right, that you give from the right hand and do not even let the left hand know. This is the way, dear viewers of Madani Channel, ask and assist people before they have to even ask you. This was also the tariqah of the Sahaba alayhi muridwan. May Allah bless us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive our sins for the sake of the companions alayhi muridwan, who got this generosity from the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, whose treasures have no end, dear viewers. Khaate hai tere dar ka, peete hai tere dar ka, paani hai tera paani, dana hai tera dana. Mere kareem se gar qatra kisi ne manga, darya baha diye hain, durbe baha diye hain. So subhanallah, this generosity has been learned from the azwaj mutahharat, the mothers of the leaders alayhi muridwan, mashallah. I'm speaking about the blessed wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would donate everything for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jalla, just as when once 100,000 dinars were presented in the court of Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha. She laid out the money on a mat, and by that afternoon she donated every dinar in the path of Allah. And at the end, when she was reminded, that said to her that you could have saved one dinar for yourself and perhaps bought something to open your iftar and to open your fast, for you are fasting today. She said, had you told me and reminded me this earlier, I would have saved something for myself. Allahu Akbar. In other words, dear viewers, they would have to be reminded if they had to save something for themselves. So can you imagine to what level they are unconcerned about their own nafs and desires? وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And whoever is saved from his carnal desires, from his own self, it is he who is successful. And the Sahaba alayhi ridwan are successful. May Allah forgive us for their sake. Ameen. بِجَاهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Spread this message to others as well for the sake and pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Until then, I leave you with the Madani Maqsad and mission of your Da'wat Islami, and it is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu عليه وسلم.
الله الله الله